This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The nation is paying tribute to the victims of the Pahalgam terror attack on its first anniversary today. On this day, last year, 26 innocent people, mostly tourists, were killed by terrorists at Pahalgam in Jammu and Kashmir. The dastardly act shook the nation and drew condemnation from governments and leaders across the world. In response to the terror attack, Indian Armed Forces launched the Operation Sindoor on the intervening night of 6th and 7th of May last year, striking 9 terrorist camps in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Kashmir and killing over 100 terrorists, their trainers, handlers and associates. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tribute to the Pahalgam attack victims today and reaffirmed the country's strong resolve to fight terrorism in all its forms. Several union ministers, including Rajnath Singh, Amit Shah, Dr. S. Jaishankar and Ashwini Vaishnaw, also paid tributes to the Pahalgam attack victims. The Indian Army, in a social media post, has issued a stern warning to the perpetrators of terrorism, asserting that when boundaries of humanity are crossed, the response is decisive. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon civil servants to align their every effort with the goal of building a developed India. In a letter to the civil servants of the country, Mr. Modi recognized their commitment to continuous learning and capacity building, congratulating the civil servants on their enthusiastic participation in the recently concluded Karma Yogi Sadhana Saptah. He said that this week-long festival of learning brought together the civil servants across the country. A BJP delegation comprising senior leaders Nirmala Sitharaman, Kiran Rijiju, Arjun Ram Meghwal and Arun Singh today met Election Commission over the alleged derogatory remarks of the Congress President and Leader of Opposition in Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, against Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The delegations demanded the Commission to take strict action and asked the Congress President to apologize to the country. Talking to media after the meeting, Mr. Rijiju said the poll panel has stated it will take appropriate action. Meanwhile, BJP leader Nirmala Sitharaman said Congress has shown a pattern of repeatedly using abusive language against the Prime Minister. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today highlighted that the relations between India and Germany have gradually become stronger with time. Mr. Singh was addressing the Indian diaspora at Berlin in Germany. The minister highlighted the contributions of 3.7 lakhs of the Indian diaspora living in Germany in strengthening bilateral ties. Mr. Singh reached Berlin yesterday on a three-day visit to Germany. The Defence Minister also addressed the German Parliamentary Standing Committee on Defence and Security in Berlin on the first day of his tour to the European nation. All arrangements are in place for single-phase polling in Tamil Nadu and for the first phase of voting in West Bengal for assembly elections tomorrow. In Tamil Nadu, polling will be held for all 234 assembly constituencies in the state. Addressing the media, Chief Electoral Officer of the state, Archana Patnaik, has said over 5 crore 73 lakh voters will exercise their franchise in 75,064 polling stations established across the state. In West Bengal, 152 seats across 16 districts will be covered in the first phase. 1,478 candidates are in the fray in this phase. More than 44,300 polling booths have been set up in the first phase. Second phase of polling in the state will take place on the 29th of this month. In Uttarakhand, the portals of Kedarnath Dham were opened today at 8 a.m. for devotees with Vedic chants and traditional rituals. A unique blend of enthusiasm and devotion was witnessed among the large number of devotees present. On this occasion, flowers were showered on the temple from a helicopter. The first ritual worship at the shrine was performed in the name of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami was also present on the occasion. The IMD has issued yellow alert for heat wave over the national capital during the next 2 days. The Met Department has also forecast heat wave conditions over Haryana, Punjab, Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh during the next 2 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.